Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. The ring once reserved for bull's nostrils has made its way into celebrities Rihanna and Lady Gaga. Septum piercings, the hoop that goes in between a person's nostrils, have become a trend. Like all trends, though, be wary before you take the plunge. Piercing this area takes skill. The best way to minimize pain and support healing is to pierce the area between the cartilage and the bottom of the nose. Reputable and experienced piercers, such as the ones at licensed tattoo shops, will be able to find that fleshy area. Like all piercings, there's a risk of blood-borne diseases, such as hepatitis and HIV. Make sure your piercer is using sterile, single-use needles. After you get your septum pierced, it requires some care. Alcoholic beverages can cause inflammation and swelling, so hold off on going out for drinks right after your piercing is complete. It's also a good idea to avoid drinking before getting the piercing done. Alcohol thins the blood, making it more likely that you'll bleed during or after the piercing. But alcohol in your cocktails isn't the only kind that can cause a problem. Facial cleansers can contain rubbing alcohol, which can irritate your piercing and cause redness and inflammation. You still need to clean the piercings, though. Wash your hands before using antibacterial soap on the area twice a day. Your septum may take 6 to 8 weeks to heal. If you see the area is continually red, swollen, or oozing pus, contact your piercer immediately. If you're not ready to jump fully into the trend, stick with a temporary septum ring that doesn't pierce the skin. If you do decide to get it pierced, though, make sure you're willing to take care of it. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care research and education, and by WUFT-FM. Our medical advisors include University of Florida College of Medicine faculty members who provide the latest information in health research and patient care. Visit us at heartbeatradio.org.